the fanfic of Awake at Night. Untitled, written by Random Lily, read by Opalsong. Equus misses his dream bubble. He had Nepeta there with him, and she isn't here. He wishes she were, because if she was, he could protect her. But he can only hope for the best now. These are extenuating circumstances, he knows, but he still feels guilty and worried. His Moirail is not as fragile as she appears, but she is still his Moirail. He seems to be oddly lucky, currently, though the Sea Dweller is acting odder than usual, trying to draw attention to himself. The adult doesn't seem to take any notice, constantly with one of her drinks in hand. They smell odd, and she seems to be perfumed with the scent, along with her hive. It seems to be much like the sopor that the high blood ingested regularly, though she seems to be taking it better, at least. She's fairly assertive, whereas the indigo blood didn't seem to remember things very well, or even mind it. Her speech is also odd. He isn't sure if the sopor and the drink are different besides in appearance, or if it is something unique to humans. Or maybe even to her. Her eyes are pink, much like the Eris's blood. He has been told humans don't possess the hemospectrum, or any equivalent thereof, but he isn't entirely convinced. The red are rather crude and fake aloofness, while the green and blue-eyed are not, and the other pink-eyed Rose, he believes the human is called, is high-strung and has interacted with the horror terrors, causing her to be extremely powerful and look odd, more troll-like. These thoughts are extremely disquieting, rather than comforting. The high bloods all rampaged, and perhaps the heiress would have too, had she not met an untimely demise. It would be useless to attempt to resist. She was an adult, and therefore in charge. He had believed his strength would prevent him from being in this predicament, but it has not. More worryingly, it is still there. He doubts he would be able to control himself well enough to do her no injury, which would be bad, very bad. Hopefully she will require nothing more than menial tasks. He hopes that she doesn't decide not to drink while they're there. There would be nothing he could do to stop her, and the idea of a rampaging adult makes his digestion sac writhe. The end.